Sportsnet.com.
Good day, and Doug's running around. We'll be right back. Jennifer, Roberta, Maria, and myself, Rich McFadden, sitting here at the Good Day Show. Maria's back with us after being in, where were you, Hong Kong?
Wow.
And Globetrotter.
Tokyo and the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
What was your favorite?
Oh, Hong Kong by far.
Oh, really?
How do you get from Hong Kong to the Bahamas? That's kind
of an odd
itinerary.
That's a long trip.
We're going. Yes, Marie's with us.
Yeah. We're going where? Hey, that's great. I'm on in what respect? I have stimulated. Wait, where's the music? Why isn't there some
music? The music's over.
There?
Dude, you're late for the show.
The music's not over. Start over again. Play the music. Start over again.
You get here on time if
Rich,
you want to hear the music.
I am in charge of this program.
You're in charge of your part of the program.
You want to inspect my bathroom habits while I'm doing things? That's up to you. But
hey, listen, we got a clock that we run on here.
Yeah,
and I don't have the music candy,
but you can tell my internal affairs department.
It's so disgusting.
I hear radios flicking off in the millions right now.
That's only because you are being difficult and you can't give me the music that I want.
I cannot.
Start over again.
I'm sorry.
Well, if your stomach's in that bad of shape, can't you play it for us?
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. Going downhill.
Maria Bailey is back from her trip to China. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug, with or without his stomach. And the trip to China would be something, actually, that I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing about. Maria went over on business, but I'm sure you must have somehow or other combined it with pleasure, because there are lots of things to do, lots of things to learn. You were in China while the Chinese president was here. What sort of buzz was there about the
Did
Chinese
you stay at his place since it was empty?
Yeah, an extra bedroom.
Yeah, right, exactly. But no, but you want to hear something interesting about that. Actually, by the time he was here, I was in Nassau on the christening of the Disney cruise, the new ship that they brought in.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on the beach, and I see this helicopter whizzing to a landing pad by the ship. It was not Eisner, Bob Iger. And he actually was at the dinner with the Chinese president and then was airlifted in a helicopter all the way to Nassau to be on the for the christening of the Disney ship.
Wow. Was it a helicopter from Washington to Nassau?
No.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he flew to
Carolina and then and then over.
But talk about being in a lot of places.
So you haven't answered my question.
But no, there wasn't much buzz, actually.
All right, well, what was the trip to China? Tell people, would be interested in your trip to China. They don't give a damn about the Disney ship. They care about China.
Yeah, so I went to actually Hong Kong and with an unexpected stopover in Tokyo. And I spent 5 days at the toy show in Tokyo, which is just amazing because you can imagine every toy comes out of China, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And anyways, my observation is it's a beautiful place. It's very interesting how there's such a difference between Hong Kong and mainland China. Mm-hmm. And the most difficult thing was eating for me.
Why?
Absolutely eating. Because
the food's awful.
I'm not used to, first of all, you think you're going to eat a whole bunch of fried rice, and there's just no fried rice in China.
No.
And
it's an American creation.
Oh, the food. I thought the food of Hong Kong was incredible.
Well, I just don't like looking in the eyes of my food before I eat it.
Yeah, you're not an exotic eater. We're really exotic eaters.
In Colombia, they do the same thing.
I don't mind eating exotic food. I just don't want to see my turtle crawling across my plate before I eat it. You know, I mean.
Well, you know, it's fresh.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely fresh. I mean, the clams, the little guys are like going across the plate.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Gross. For a Westerner, Chinese food is gross.
Well, for a Westerner, any food. I mean, when I go to Colombia, even in South America, you go to the grocery store and the meat's just laying there in the freezer section. It's not wrapped in these tidy little packages with the nice little labels with all the calorie counts on them like we see here. And when you eat the fish, they give you the fish with the head and the tail and the eyeballs and all that stuff. And you're just not used to that. And they eat things in a different way than we have such a sterilized...
Yes,
supermarket wrapped in a nice, neat container way of living here that nobody else really does.
And the irony is that there's so many bad things because of that in the actual food.
It
would be a lot fresher to eat it the way they're eating it, you know?
I mean, I go down there and I'm like, oh, I'm not eating that. But you know what? It just came out of the water or off of the field within the last 24 hours. It didn't go through a manufacturing process, a wrapping process, get shipped halfway across the country in the back of a truck, and then sit on the store shelves for a week before you got it.
Well, remember I was talking earlier today about this new wrap, this device, not a device, but it's the new, it's the sort of shrink wrap that changes color when your food becomes either over date or when it gets stale, whatever it is. That is bothering it, and you didn't hear. Oh, that's right. You weren't around when I told the story. For the benefit of those who may not have heard the story, it's about food wrapping and the new food wrap that basically tells you when the food is starting to lose its freshness. Scientists have developed this new type of intelligent plastic that indicates through color when to throw the food out. And whatever the reason it deals with, it changes color when the cellular construct of the food changes.
On our weekend show, Good Day Weekend, with the supermarket guru Phil Lempert, you and he talked about this. And didn't he say that this has actually been around for a while, but every manufacturer refuses to use it?
They don't use it because they don't want to see their food being taken out earlier.
Right.
Right. They'd rather make you sick.
Exactly.
And then, this is the trouble. And, you know, we have this whole big thing. Don't get me started on food safety again.
It's like inventing the carburetor that goes 100 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, right. Put it on the shelf.
It's with the gas stations. Yeah. They don't want to put that in the car.
They don't want to. So here we are now dealing with something that is a practical problem in our country. And these guys, the business interests, overrule or override whatever may make sense. Now, this is finally coming to play, but it's not because it was mandated. It's because some of the people who are selling these foods, or some of the people in some of the grocery chains, actually have a conscience, and they don't want you buying things that are bad. So some of these things even are turning in the supermarkets before the, if they've been left on the shelf too long and they begin to decay. Some stuff, the dates are in fractional. That is, they are not of meaning. Some things can go off and they're still okay, like yogurt, for example. Yogurt is bad to begin with. If you take the definition of it's sour milk, it's milk that has been coagulated, and therefore it would be, if you left it in the bottle, it's very interesting. If you left the milk in the bottle to get, if it got in kind of all crusty and gnarly and stuff, and you open it up and say, oh, my God, that's awful. That's what a cup of yogurt is. The reason that you can eat it is because they put all of these syrups and all of the flavors and the fruit on the bottom and all that other stuff. But all it is rancid milk. That's what yogurt is.
And so yet, what's the difference between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt?
Greek yogurt has become pretty popular. I don't know.
I think it's more moisture drained out or something, isn't that?
It
tastes different, that's for sure, and it has a higher concentration of protein in it.
It's supposed to be better. Well, it's supposed to have more probiotics and that sort of stuff in it as well. It's supposed to be better for you. But I can't honestly tell you the difference. But thank you for asking anyway, Maria. Here's the story about something that we will talk a great deal about over the next couple of weeks. Valentine's Day is coming.
Blech.
And it is time for you now to order your flowers. I have actually ordered some that I will send to Tony because of her operation. They always do. I sent some to Megan. These people at proflowers.com always, always, always. I've talked about these people for years at Valentine's Day. They always do a great job. Make sure that you do what I have done. And if you're thinking about doing it, Why wouldn't you do it early? It makes more sense to do it now. Isn't it smarter, in fact, for you to order your flowers early so you don't have to worry about whether you're going to get what you really want? Not that they'll run out because they make sure they have plenty, but the flowers will be fresher and lovelier if you bring them in. Let's say Valentine's Day is, I know it's the 14th. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't have a calendar in front. What day of the week is the
14th? I think it's a Monday or Tuesday.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
So why not get these things ordered and get them to the person that you love?
Love flowers.
4 or 5 days before Valentine's Day so they can be enjoyed longer. Or maybe it's the run-up. It's the anticipation. Get a dozen sweet expression roses, $29.99, or double the roses for $10 more. How about them apples? A dozen sweet, or how about them roses? Sweet expression roses, $29.99, or double the roses for $10 more. They're pink, red, and white roses. Perfect, perfect, perfect romantic gift. Plus, both offers include a free vase. I love to say vase instead of vase. Free chocolates as well. If you've never tried ProFlowers, they've been doing this for years. Now is the time. You don't have to wait any longer. What you do is pretty easy. You go to ProFlowers.com. ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. The password is Doug, and you're home free. If you want to use the phone, that's cool. 800-PRO-FLOWERS, 800-PROFLOWERS, and mention Doug. That's all you have to do. You can say Doug Stephan or Doug, either one. I want you to use Sweet Expression Roses for Valentine's Day from ProFlowers.com.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We would like you to consider how you would run ads for the new Tata Motors here in America. And if you knew Tatas like I know Tatas, that's probably a good ad right there, isn't it? Oh, what a car.
They have a double D car coming up.
Very good.
Hey,
the big headlights.
What?
About powder?
I think they have heat-sensitive headlights. That's
when the car gets a little older, they get warm.
I tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly Tata.
Won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal.
Having fun with Doug Stephens. Good day.
Me on the drum.
There I am in the background on the back.
On the flugelhorn.
Yeah, flugelhorn, whatever. I just blow.
I thought you might like this, Richie.
Thunder on the mountain, fire on the moon. The rumpus in the alley and the cops are coming soon. Today is the day. Don't grab a bone, bone in blue.
I do. I like it a lot.
That's it.
I'm the guy who knows what's going on, really.
What is this?
This is Wanda Jackson, known as the female Elvis. She's 73 years old, a grandmother of four. She is got a new album called The Party Ain't Over. This was recorded 4 months ago. She and Loretta Lynn collaborated on this album, and this is the result. Known as the female Elvis. Raucous rockabilly, Richie. Crank it up.
Come read and come see what I say.
73 years old.
Good for her.
That's serious.
Yeah, I like that.
Grandma Wanda. Pretty hot instrumentals there, Richie.
He's got the four cup, I got the five.
You never heard of Wanda Jackson before?
No, I gotta look it up.
play 40, 45 seconds of a piece of music. So this is
I'm sure Wanda doesn't mind.
Nah, I don't mind. Actually, this is pretty interesting stuff.
Wow, here's some pictures of her from back in the day. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hottie?
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Wanda LaVon Jackson.
Yeah.
50s and 60s as a rockabilly singer, female rockabilly singer.
Yeah. She's a kid. She and Elvis were great friends. And Jerry Lee Lewis, she was the female person. You see, at the time she came around, there was no respect for women in music in general. Never mind somebody who would follow in the footsteps of Jerry Lee Lewis or some of the others from that rockabilly era. She was, I think, she was hanging around Sun. I don't know if she ever recorded anything there. You can maybe check that out, Richie. I remember her
right
from when I was a kid.
The queen of rockabilly.
Yeah. She's been around for a long time. She was a teenager during the Sun era.
Elvis convinced her to go rockabilly.
Yep.
She covered a lot of Jerry Lee and Elvis's songs.
Yep.
Roy
yep.
Clark played on one of her albums.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good. Out of the Wilderness comes
How
Wanda.
How have I never heard about Wanda Jackson?
Why have you not ever
flipping,
heard
Rich.
Yeah,
really.
From Oklahoma, USA, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 28 minutes past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
All right, 33 and change past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The controversy surrounding that MTV program series, actually,
Skins, right?
Called Skins. I wonder, Maria, you have teenagers. Are you allowing them to watch this program?
I'm going to watch it first, and then I'll decide that.
The Parents Television Council, not one an organization. Normally, they go over the top a little bit, but they're the ones who are calling attention to this. But I'm wondering if it isn't a little bit over the top. New York Times had a story that I saw last week about the members of the cast. The youngest member is 15 years old,
The
way that they're dressing and the way that they're acting. Taco Bell has pulled their advertising. General Motors has pulled their advertising. Wrigley has pulled its advertising. H&R Block dropped their commercials on this show. There's got to be something that is objectionable. I've seen only a few clips from it, so I'm not able to make a judgment on my own. I wouldn't be like a lot of other people that say, although Richie would be happy to tell you there have been times in the past when I have criticized something before I've seen it. In this circumstance, I have asked both of my children about it, interestingly enough, and they both think that it's over the top, and they are pretty open-minded.
Right on the website it says Skins, adult content and strong language.
Yeah, right.
You must
there you
be
go.
18 to proceed.
So they have
the site.
15-year-old kids on the show.
Sponsored by Clearasil.
Yeah. No.
Okay, yeah, so, right.
And that's it. Nobody, the other, all the rest of them are gone. Kids that want to grow up too fast, that's who it's appealing to.
So how do Europeans deal with this? Because this is a British show that they've brought.
The Europeans are much more open about their sexuality than we are.
Do you know that, number one, you're legal at the age of 16 in the UK?
That's right.
And that it is very common. I mean, teen pregnancy is extremely high.
Well, this is Maria, while you were gone last week, we were talking about a school. I can't remember where it was. I think it was Memphis, because that's why we're talking about it. When I was in Memphis, there was a story about a school. 90 of the seniors are pregnant. Others have given birth. This is like more than 10%, I think, of the female population of this high school pregnant. And you see these stories. I saw a teenage mom. Was that another MTV series? Where was that series?
Oh, yeah, that's
the same place.
MTV. Okay. Same thing. Mm. Where this is extolling, they're making heroes out of these, or heroines, out of these 16-year-old girls that have babies. How they're living their life, how they go to school. My God, how is that appropriate? I don't, am I just an old fuddy-duddy? There certainly were occasions in high school I saw girls that were pregnant and they went off and had their baby and they came back and, okay, they went back to school and nobody said boo. Well, once in a while there was a, you know, they were accused of being sluts by some of their girlfriends. But at any rate, this whole thing is like they're being glorified in a way. I don't get it. Am I missing something? Am I just getting...
No, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so...
I'll let Victoria watch it. I don't think she'll have much interest in it, frankly.
There's nothing to argue or defend, really. I mean, the show's just... Ugh.
You know, my wife was telling me that a friend of hers posted a picture of her 9-year-old son with the video game Call of Duty in his hand. He finally bought it. He'd been wanting
it. That was Doug at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Call of Duty. So he's holding the thing, and Janet's like, wow, that's a pretty violent game. Don't you think that he's a little young for that? And her response was interesting. It was basically that the violence is in the mind of the child, not in the game that they play. And this kid's a good kid. He really is a good kid, and he's very mature. Very mature. But how does that violence get in their mind if it's only in the mind of the child?
It doesn't come without suggestion. Nothing comes into your mind without the power of suggestion.
So, yeah.
You may be open to it or not open to it. There may be there's a wire that's crossed and you become susceptible to it, but the idea has to be planted before it's acted upon.
He's really a good kid.
He's really a good kid, so he's not likely to do anything. But that doesn't mean that that's the majority. Most kids aren't very sophisticated.
Right. My kids are good kids, too, but I wouldn't put that kind of...
No.
No.
It's dreck, drivel. So, you know, what do we do as a society about this? We do what they did. We don't cancel the show or have some government agency come in and say, you can't air this. What we do is have parents become aware of what the show is about and tell their children... In the case of Maria, she'll watch it, and she won't let her kids watch it. I guarantee you she won't let her kids watch it. So then we lose 4 or 5 advertisers, and they can't make any money with the show. That's how you change things. You don't blah, blah to the FCC and complain and have the government's got to take this off the air. The government's... No, that isn't how it works. Effectively, if nobody watches it, or if the advertisers pull their support, the show will go away. That's what it's like in a free society. That's what it's like in the free enterprise system. You try something, it works, swell. It doesn't work, too bad. You take your lumps. If it works, you make a lot of money. If it doesn't, okay. You move on and try to find something else that will work. And in this case, the marketplace is speaking. The advertisers don't want to support it. Parents are upset about it. And so I'm guessing this thing is going to be around for a while. But who's running MTV? Where is that? Who belongs?
Viacom.
CBS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but look at, I mean...
See, that's the train of thought. If
you
follow...
Look at Snooki and all of those characters there.
Same thing.
I mean,
it's crap. I watched some of that yesterday. What garbage.
Isn't it funny that the same network that brings you Diagnosis Murder brings you MTV?
It's all their different demographics. CBS. The thing with Jersey Shore, not to defend it...
Garbage.
But it is garbage.
Garbage.
But it's not...
But you
like Skins. You know these
garbage.
People are idiots. You see them get arrested. You don't...
No,
it's
isn't
glorified.
That they're like, okay, who am I going to have sex with tonight? Hey, you know, well, let's see. Okay, I'm drunk, so I want to have sex. So
it's smush, actually.
Yeah, smush, whatever it is. It's incredible. It is part of reality, I guess.
Right.
But why sort of underscore it or make it out to be something?
Now we're acting our age.
We are. Okay.
Think so?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't mind acting my age.
Yeah, I don't either. Not when it comes to this.
So here's the next item of interest. Students as young as 11 being randomly tested for drugs in a New Jersey town, Belvidere, New Jersey, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
School board last week voted 9-2 to extend a random drug testing program, which is already in place at the high school, to students in the middle school. The belief on the part of the school board is that 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are now using drugs. Program is voluntary, requires student consent and parental consent. School officials say children who test positive will not be punished. They will not be scrutinized by the police. They'll get a counseling referral. So is this something that we want to have happening? Is this something that drug testing kits now available in California for parents? They decide they want to have their children, they want to test them themselves for drugs? Well, it's a good idea. School doing it? I don't know. What does everybody think?
I don't want the government making me pee into a cup.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
What about you?
Or my kids.
No, do you want kids.
All right, but you, Roberta,
yeah,
and Maria, you both have teenagers this
right
age. Would you have them, would you get a drug test kit and ask them or say to them, okay, today's Friday, we're going to test your urine for your urine.
I think only if I suspected something.
Yeah.
Well, even if you so you suspect
this is going to throw Roberta over the edge, I'm sure. But my children go to a school where they are randomly tested every quarter.
Really?
I don't know. Every single one of them?
And what has happened?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
But it's a private school.
Right.
Correct. And you approve it, sign off on it.
Yes.
It's not your local government saying we want to test your kids on a random basis.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, listen,
if you send your kids to a school where they say these are what we do and you agree to that, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with Roberta if she wants to do it at home in the privacy of her home, and it's her decision.
I mean, I think all parents would hope that they wouldn't have to drug test, but
right,
I just know from personal experience that there was a case in my family where they didn't want to have to do it, but it became necessary because the teenager was in with the wrong crowd, lying, trying to sneak out. You know, sometimes you just have to, and I don't think we can judge those people that want to be good parents and know what's going on with their kids, and if this is the only way to do it, then this is what they have to do. Yeah.
I think there's a big, there's an important discussion here, and it's part of parental responsibility. Not the state's responsibility, but we've got to get back on track with parents taking responsibility for their children. And you can criticize all you want. Oh, what's wrong with these parents? Their children are using drugs. There's so much influence. Not that it okays it. It doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it right. But you need to take responsibility yourself and not wimp out. These are your children. You brought them into this world. I didn't bring them into this world. Not my responsibility to take care of your children. It's your responsibility to take care of your children. I take care of mine. You take care of yours. And that's the way it ought to be. But we have the nanny state now. Everybody's getting into everybody else's shorts about all of this stuff. And it's none of your business. It is none of your business. If no one is harmed by the activities of another, it's nobody's business. If,
well,
in fact, there is harm that comes to others as a result
make the case
of the activity.
A child in school using drugs is a distraction to the education of all.
That's not a bad argument. That's an argument.
So how do we best remedy
send them
that
home? If they're under the influence of drugs,
I'm good with that. Mm-hmm.
We send them home.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. In a moment, back to Richard Dreyfuss. This is something that really has captured my
imagination. Yeah, you're all into this, aren't you?
I really am. A time for a talk. Something that really, we're talking about school. It's an important part of a lot of what we talk about. And I want to visit this area one more time. It's 16 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Maria and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me. I have been underscoring this very important initiative by Richard Dreyfuss, which I think is something that has been poo-pooed by people who are not too bright, frankly. The only reason that has been poo-pooed is because the people on the right want to make an issue of this guy being on the left. And it's not about that, and he makes it clear that it isn't, so it just kind of shows you where some of the stripes are. This is about teaching American children how the American system works. If you have not been there, Maria, you haven't been around since we've talked about this a little bit here and there. You go to the Dreyfuss, two S's, Dreyfuss initiative.org.
You can just go to
timeforatalk.org. Yep, you can do that. Yep, you can do that, too. The overview of what happened last week, the chat, which basically underscores his interest, and he's been big on this the last couple of years, teaching civics so that people understand how this system of ours work, how it is that we've allowed the system to take out physical education, music programs, civic programs. If you don't think there's a deliberate attempt being made to dilute the minds of those people and control the... this is so obvious to me. And a guy like this just keeps pounding away, which is extraordinarily laudable. In my opinion, this is about the future. And as much as you hear these phony BSing politicians, it's about the kids. It's about the kids. Well, shut up and do something about it then. Get to the point where you understand the money that is being set aside for the military or other things that are less important. People have been suckered into that argument. Since when Eisenhower was president, and he warned about it, others have warned about it, and we're now losing the starch, the fabric of our country, because people understand how the system works. We listen to this goop from these people. Oh, we've got to keep the military strong, or any other number of programs that are full of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And meanwhile, our educational system is going down the tanks and leaving out of something. I mean, there can't be anything but a deliberate attempt to screw up our system when you see these programs being deliberately eliminated from our curriculum. What's the other explanation? So Dreyfuss is right on it. and we ought to be demanding this, go to school board meetings and never mind say, oh, we don't have the money. Find the money. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
The latest from Egypt and the latest on this monster winter storm. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. We start in Egypt, where it appears President Hosni Mubarak is on his way out, one way or another, sooner or later. Hundreds of thousands gathered in rallies across Egypt yesterday. Then an announcement from President Mubarak, who has held that post for 3 decades, saying he would not seek another term in office. Here's some of what he said through an interpreter.
I am completely keen on concluding my work for the nation in a fashion that guarantees passing the responsibility and the flag in a safe Egypt.
Now here's the problem. The next election in Egypt is scheduled for September. There are many in that country who say this isn't good enough, that Mubarak must go now. President Obama said he had a half-hour phone conversation with the Egyptian leader in which he told President Mubarak that an orderly transition to a new government must begin now and that it must be peaceful. From that stormy situation in Egypt to the massive winter storm that has affected most of the U.S., it started in the Rockies, moving east and leaving a path of heavy snow, ice, and more. Airlines canceling thousands of flights yesterday because of this system. Chicago residents spent most of the day yesterday preparing for their worst storm in 40 years, up to 2 feet of snow expected there. A dangerous ice storm hitting the New York City area this morning. In Connecticut, State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance describes travel conditions there.
The conditions are extremely dangerous. You cannot control your vehicle on ice. With the slippery road conditions and on ice and freezing on contact, you simply cannot move. It's too, too dangerous.
And wouldn't you know it, today happens to be Groundhog Day. If you remember the movie, all of this is appropriate since millions of Americans are suffering through the worst winter in years. It seems like one storm is following another with no end in sight. Oh, and when your clock radio clicks on today, if this Sonny and Cher song is playing, you know what you have to do. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Round 2 of snow for the East Coast as spots are ready to pick up maybe a couple of feet of snow. Some areas could see a mix of precipitation, but either way, fresh snow piling high, couple of days with some powder shots, and then we level it out for the weekend with some pretty comfortable temperatures. In the west, some big snow totals have just wrapped up, like at Towson, New Mexico, picking up about a foot of fresh snow. Other spots like Mammoth picking up over a foot of fresh snow in California, both riding up near full operation. Squaw Valley, USA, Lake Tahoe, 107 runs riding strong with 4,000 acres. They picked up about a half a foot of fresh snow just the other day. On to Utah, where Snowbird has 85 runs. It's powder thanks to a half a foot of fresh snow there. Checking out Jack Frost in Pennsylvania, ready to pick up some of that new snow. Over 20 trails open. While at Hunter Mountain in the Catskills, 48 trails. They picked up about 4 inches of new snow just from the first storm. Now the second storm is piling high. Whiteface in the northern Adirondacks with almost 80 runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed above the 12,000 mark yesterday for the first time since June of 2008. A 148-point gain to 12,040. NASDAQ up 51. S&P with a 21-point gain. Crude oil down $1.42 a barrel to $90.77. U.S. auto sales in January. Start your engines. GM, Chrysler, Ford, all in the black. GM posting a 30% overall sales gain. The surge led by pickup trucks and SUVs. Ford's year-over-year January sales notching a 27% increase. Chrysler came in a close third with a 23% bump for the month. Foreign automakers not too shabby either. Toyota up 17%. Honda and Nissan gaining 15% each. And finally, if you live in a cold weather location and you're fed up with the snow and the ice, dreaming of warmer weather in Texas during Super Bowl week, well, keep dreaming. It's chilly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In fact, the major airport there was closed for a time yesterday because of the nasty weather, which prevented plenty of fans from flying in. At Cowboys Stadium, they held media day yesterday, a blizzard of reporters looking for quotes from the players and coaches. Best quotes of the day came from Steelers linebacker James Harrison, who has been fined several times by the league this past season for vicious hits. Harrison saying he doesn't want that to happen again.
We are not trying to hit nobody hard. We don't want to get fined.
Now, that statement might be a little confusing because Harrison used a double negative, but he did go on to describe exactly how he will go about his tackling duties this Sunday.
I just want to tackle him softly on the ground, and if y'all can, we'll lay a pillow down where I'm going to tackle them so they don't hit the ground too hard.
Don't forget the commissioner.
Mr. Goodell.
There you go. James Harrison. Very nicely done. I'm David Weiss. And that's the news that matters.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com. What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStepan.com.
The Doug Stepan Show. More fun than free 900 calls.